is no sign of your intelligence to confirm that all religions are going up the same mountain. You have to deny the fundamental teachings of the religions of the world to come to that conclusion.
Craig Parton, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Religion on Trial, Cross-Examining Religious Truth Claims.
They may all be wrong, but do any of them ask to be tested by the canons of evidence used in the law, science, and history?
Learn more about Religion on Trial at issuesetc.org.
I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government, because God has ordained the government for his purposes.
I will make you birthday cakes, cookies, brownies, you know, sell you anything else in the shop. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings.
When you're getting older and you see all of your kids loving the gospel and you think to yourself, thank God, here is a treasure and this treasure will outlive me.
There is no 100% certain factual case. There's always the possibility we got it wrong. But look, it's been 2,000 years and they haven't found a body.
Moms in labor, love, issues, etc.
Everyone has one, an ultimate source of authority. It may shift around, but you have to choose one. One way or the other. It may only be your own common sense. It may be your own judgment or reason, or it may be something else. It may be something that you go to for your truth, what you consider to be a ground of truth. It could be science. It could be history. It could be a lot of different things. Probably for most Americans, it's just what seems right to them, more or less. And that changes over time and in the circumstances as well. In the Christian church, the source of authority has been laid out for us quite clearly as Scripture and Scripture alone. But if Christians, influenced by false teaching, abandon Scripture and Scripture alone as their source for authority, they still have to have one. And what will it be? What does it usually end up being? Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio on this Friday afternoon, June the 22nd. We're going to be doing This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today we'll talk about miracles while you sleep with Pastor Chris Roseborough. A little bit later, it'll be time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have our four soundbites ready to go. You can listen to them at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote there as well. Or you can wait and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Joining us for This Week in Pop American Christianity to talk about miracles while you sleep, Pastor Chris Roseborough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
So we're going to turn our attention to what used to be a niche in American evangelicalism, but is quickly becoming American evangelicalism to one degree or another writ large, and that is the charismatic and Pentecostal movement. Historically, they reject the teaching of Scripture and Scripture alone as a source of authority. What other sources of authority do they rely on for their teachings?
Now, I'm going to make this clear, is that the average charismatic would vehemently deny that they get doctrine from other sources than Scripture, but this is just patently false, and we'll kind of demonstrate that today. So when you reject the Bible as a sole source of authority regarding doctrine, what we are to believe, teach, confess, and do, you're going to end up replacing it with other sources of revelation. And evangelicals, especially in the charismatic and Pentecostal movements, they rely heavily on their own experiences, the purported experiences of others, their own dreams, visions, and even kind of a modern-day version of the reading of omens. And so what I find fascinating over and again when you listen to sermons or teachings taught by charismatics, either from the stage, you can't really call it a pulpit anymore, or on TBN or Daystar or God TV, which are all run by charismatics, over and again, what is put forward for consumption as believable doctrine, truths that are to be embraced, you have people basically telling tall tales, kind of like, you know, a Pecos Bill who rode a tornado, or you talk about, you know, Paul Bunyan and Babe and his blue ox. It's really kind of weird, legendary stories, personal experiences, claims to have ascended into heaven or heard directly from God. And this is all put forward as teaching that we are to embrace as true and apply to our own lives so that we can experience the same results that these people claim they are receiving in their own lives.
We are going to be hearing from Katie Sousa. Who is she? What do we need to know about her?
Katie Sousa is the lead person for a ministry called Expected End Ministries, and she has a television program that airs on Daystar and TBN and also Flow, and she also purchases time, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, on weird cable channels. And the name of her program is Healing Your Soul. And this is a woman that is kind of an up-and-comer within the charismatic and also New Apostolic Reformation churches, and the people supporting her are very notable leaders within those movements. And we're going to be hearing from her as she claims that we as Christians, like she has, can position ourselves before God in such a way that we can receive miracles while we sleep. I'll let her explain.
Hi, I'm Katie Sousa, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Do you believe you can get a miracle during the night while you rest? Did you know that you can actually position yourself to receive a visitation and a breakthrough while you sleep or even take a nap? It's true. I personally have received dozens of financial and physical miracles during the night. I got healed of two broken ribs while I slept. I was healed of the flu and major body pain while I was taking a nap. And I was healed of a bladder infection during the night. God even caused a miracle breakthrough to happen for my husband and I while I took a nap. And that heavenly visitation produced $250,000 breakthrough in our lives. Again, all these miracles and more happened while I was sleeping. I wasn't fasting or praying or contending for the breakthrough. In fact, I wasn't doing anything holy. I was fast asleep. These miracles took place because I have learned how to cultivate an atmosphere of breakthroughs while I'm literally sleeping at night. Are you exhausted? Are you overcome by your daily responsibilities? Do you desperately need a breakthrough, but you're too burnt out to fast or pray for it? Well, guess what? The Bible contains numerous stories that show God's people getting miracles while they slept. In this series called Miracles in the Night, you're going to have heavenly encounters that will enable you to command what you see in heaven to be manifested here on earth. This includes getting access to heavenly storehouses that contain financial breakthroughs and physical healings. Once you see these storehouses during the night, you'll have the authority to loose them here on earth. You'll also receive angelic visitations with angels ascending into heaven to get the provisions you need, then coming back down to earth for you to enjoy them. Plus, you'll learn how to get supernatural healing in your body even while you take a nap, just like I did when my ribs were healed overnight while I slept.
I remember, you know, I'm old enough to remember when they used to sell tapes that you could listen to while you were sleeping or taking a nap, that you could purportedly learn a language. It would just be someone speaking that language, and that would somehow teach you French while you slept, or Spanish while you slept. Didn't work. But man, she's making some claims here. What are visitations and what are breakthroughs in evangelical speak?
Okay, so the best way I can put it is, if I were to decipher this, is she's got a target audience that she's trying to reach. And the target audience is somebody who is financially struggling. So we're going to say their social economic status is teetering on the edge of poverty, or they're in abject poverty. And so a breakthrough for them would be to get money that they need in order to pay their bills or to keep the mortgage from foreclosing or something like that. Or they are physically experiencing a medical condition that is chronic, could be fatal, you know, but it's getting worse. It's degenerative. And over and again, people like Katie Sousa are preying on the sick, the old, or the infirmed, or the poor. That's straight up what's going on. So Code Talk here is, she's claiming that she herself, I mean, she, you have to actually have a product testimonial. She's used the product and she's developed the product, and that is that this ability to somehow cultivate an atmosphere of miraculous breakthrough. This is the claim that she's making, the product claim. And she has the keys to them. Now, we don't have a soundbite for this, but you know, when you watch her television program, she's always selling products that will lay out further and back up biblically, at least the claim is, you know, that if you send in money to her ministry, she will send you products that will explain these keys and how they work so that you can do the same thing that she has done and cultivate an atmosphere of miraculous breakthrough that occurs while you're sleeping. But really what this is a message designed to exploit those who are in the greatest need or experiencing great suffering. And that's one of the real tragic things about TBN and the charismatic movement and their broadcasts, is that these people are con men and con women who are literally engaging in exploitation for the purposes of financial gain. That's literally what she's doing.
You mentioned that a source of authority becomes tall tales or someone else's experience, and her sales pitch there was full of that. All of the things that she got while taking a nap, healing from the flu, from body pain, from broken ribs. She and her husband somehow got $250,000 while she took a nap. All those kinds of things. Now, she can claim these, but she doesn't really ever have to prove any of those, does she?
No, and that's kind of the real tragic thing in the charismatic movement, is that for the most part, and I mean this, when somebody makes claims like this, they are never questioned or challenged, nor are they required to provide evidence or proof. And when you take a look at how they mishandle God's word, it should be so obvious that this person is a liar and that they're telling these lies for the purpose of bolstering themselves and making money, that nobody should be listening to them. But the weird thing in the charismatic movement is there is this underlying fear, and this goes all the way back to William Branham. And William Branham was an evangelist who kind of was out on the fringes of the charismatic movement and right on the border of the Latter Rain movement. And this was a fellow who you know, was a faith healer, itinerant guy who was going around doing these healing services and things like that. And he literally taught the charismatic movement the current thing that is there, and that is to question or challenge, to deny that he is performing miracles, is to actually make yourself dangerously close to, if not committing, the unpardonable sin, which is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And this is the way in which charismatic leaders basically deflect all criticism. It's touch not God's anointed, and if you don't believe me, you deny the work of the Holy Spirit, and you are guilty of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, which is an unforgivable sin. And so within the charismatic movement, nobody dares to challenge, to question these things, lest they in their way of thinking, they believe that they could be guilty of blaspheming the Holy Spirit and then would end up going to hell because that's unforgivable.
What's next from Katie Sousa?
Okay, so we're going to now get an example, full-blown example of her teaching, this concept, and she's going to rely on a personal experience and a very weird, out-of-context proof text from Deuteronomy 29:29. We'll let her explain.
I've been walking in this realm for many, many years. I have more miracles happen to me at night while I sleep, or even when I lay down and take a nap, than I do in the daytime. More personal miracles. I've had more activations, more visitations, more physical healing miracles, more mental, emotional breakthroughs, more financial things happen in the night while I slept or took a nap in the day than any time else. And I think this is an important realm for people to walk in because we're exhausted. Hello? Are we exhausted? We've got so much we're doing, so much to contend with, so many issues that we need to address, so many things on our list to get done, and we're trying to make sure we put God first in all those places, and sometimes it doesn't work out as much as we'd like it to. But how many of you would just like to have that visitation, that worship time, that activation, that movement in the spirit while you are resting your physically exhausted body? I've had tons and tons of miracles happen while I was asleep. I remember once, I think I was taking a nap. I had just worshiped, spent some time worshiping the Lord, and I was taking a nap, and God took me up into heaven and showed me a picture of my husband going to a safe and taking out a huge diamond from the safe. It was on like this velvet pillow, and it was like, dun, 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 look at this, all right. And I came back down, and I said, what is that, Lord? And he said, command what you saw in heaven to manifest here on earth, because it will, because the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us and our children forever. Okay, so I commanded what I saw to manifest here on this earthly plane. And about 3 weeks later, this was during the recession in 2008, and I saw that, I commanded it to manifest, and 3 weeks later, here we are, unemployed, no money coming in, nothing, and my husband gets a call from a company and says, I've got a job for you.
Okay, where was the Bible passage in there, Chris?
Okay, Deuteronomy 29:29 is the text. Let me read it for you. It says, the secret things belong to Yahweh our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may do all the words of this Torah, of this law. And so, taken out of context, what the charismatic movement does with this verse is they basically say that if you have a revelation of something in heaven, since it's revealed to you, it then therefore belongs to you. And since it belongs to you, you therefore then have the authority to take that thing out of heaven and yank it down to earth and make it manifest here on planet Earth. That's not actually what Deuteronomy 29:29 is saying at all. A good paraphrase would basically be that what God has revealed to us belongs to us and our children forever. Think of the scriptures. You know, for instance, we know that God is triune, that there's one true God who exists in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so that revelation belongs to us, you know, or the revelation of the gospel, you know, that Christ has bled and died for our sins. But there are things that we do not know that God has not revealed to us. They are not for us to know. Those belong to God, and they are within the secret council of the Trinity, and they do not belong to us or to our children or whatever. So this is talking then about what belongs via scriptural revelation, and what the charismatics have done is turn that into some kind of a magical proof text where somehow if we see something in the spirit, or God reveals to us something in heaven, we can then yank it down to earth. That's not what Deuteronomy 29 is saying at all.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity today. We're talking about Katie Souza's Miracles While You Sleep. Pastor Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Stay tuned.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At Concordia Evangelical Lutheran Church of Wilmington, Delaware, our mission is to serve our community by sharing Christian hope. We've been doing this since 1938 and joyfully continue to do so in the 21st century. If you're ever in the city that DuPont Chemical Corporation calls home, or is known by some as the credit card capital of the world, we hope you visit to receive Jesus through His Word and Sacrament. Otherwise, check us out on the web at ConcordiaWilmington.com.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
So it's not just the mainstream media's problem anymore. Conservative media is big now. It gets a lot of readership. It's time for conservative media to stand up and have a little responsibility as well.
What they see is the equals sign and love wins and all of these very compassion-based symbols that don't actually tell the accurate story. What they tell is the progressivist view of the story.
What Paul is emphasizing here is not a succession of office, but what he is actually emphasizing is a succession of truth.
Everything in the seeker-driven and big-box churches is measured for its emotive value to evoke some kind of emotion or feeling from people in the audience.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, including one from Pastor Chris Roseboro. We'll play those four sound bites. You will vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and your votes will determine which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about miracles while you sleep. Pastor Chris Roseboro is our guest host of Fighting for the Faith. What is next from Katie Souza?
Probably one of the most bizarre uses of scripture that I've ever heard. Now, remember, she hasn't really demonstrated it at this point that miracles are available to us while we sleep if we cultivate an atmosphere of miraculous breakthrough. She hasn't been able to actually point that out from the scripture, and she won't be able to because no biblical text teaches this. If a biblical text actually taught it, then Matt Harrison would be preaching things like this, but you'll notice that Matt Harrison never preaches like this because nowhere in scripture does it say anything like this. But watch what she does with scripture to try to create the false, you know, idea that this is an actual biblical teaching.
I know we're all doing a lot of praying and fasting, and I agree with all that stuff. I think that we need to partner with God to make things happen, but a lot of times we can make things happen by just resting and trusting and believing. See, the Bible's full of things that happened to people while they were asleep. I mean, right from the start, right from the get. In Genesis, what happens? God puts Adam to sleep and he wakes up from the nap, from the deep sleep, and the greatest thing in the planet has happened to him. Woman, hello. Right? So think about that. When he was sleeping, the perfect person was formed just for him. How many of you have been waiting for that perfect person? How many of you have been waiting for that perfect person? How about taking a nap and having that perfect person show up? Now, some of you are married and you're thinking, yeah, I'm still waiting for that perfect person. Well, you know what can happen with there? You can have that perfect person. Your husband, your wife can become that perfect person while they sleep. Because the Bible says that when we sleep, that we can actually have a revelation and an encounter with the Lord and awaken in his likeness. Let's look at that scripture just really quick, because that's really a cool scripture. Watch. Psalms 17. It says, as for me, this is verse 15, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Stuff can happen to you if you understand how to position yourself to receive a visitation while you're taking a nap or during the night. You can, quote, awake in his likeness. God can come with his Holy Spirit. He can come with his power. He can release dunamis on you and cause you to be changed.
Okay, so what did she do with that particular passage from the book of Psalms?
All right, so she totally twisted it and kind of changed the word order a little bit too. Psalm 17:15, talking about, no joke, this is a prayer of David, where David at the end of this prayer is basically saying that when he arises, and the awakening here is talking about when he raises from the grave on the day of the resurrection. It says this, Psalm 17:15, as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. You see, David is actually talking about how he will see the likeness of Christ, and this is not a text that says that you can position yourself so that you can experience miracles while you sleep, so that when your spouse wakes up from a nap, your spouse will now be the perfect spouse for you. That, what this woman is saying is so patently absurd on its face, but again, the major culture within the charismatic movement is you never challenge a teacher, because to do so, you run the risk of denying the work of the Holy Spirit or blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And so as a result of it, no matter how outrageous the claim, you're just supposed to swallow this and accept it as true. I mean, after all, Daystar and TBN broadcast her television show, so it's got to be true. I mean, that's just kind of how this works. So who are you to challenge Katie Sousa? She has to be right. And yet she is so patently, you know, twisting God's word and making merchandise of these people and filling their heads with doctrines that Scripture doesn't teach. Nowhere in Scripture are we taught to position ourselves for an atmospheric breakthrough of miracles while we sleep. And Psalm 17:15 doesn't teach it. Especially, you'll note that in Genesis chapter 2, Adam did nothing to position himself for an atmosphere of breakthrough, which led to the creation of Eve. Yet all of this is just utter nonsense, what this woman is saying, and it's all because she's making a lot, and I mean this, a lot of money telling these doctrinal lies. And the religion that she's proclaiming is not Christianity, it's not biblical, and she's going to have to give an account to Christ for every one of these doctrines and words that she's spoken, because none of them are true.
I noticed the key to her sales pitch, and you've mentioned it here a moment several times, and that is, if you learn how to position yourself to activate or release or receive or whatever it may be, she has all sorts of verbs that she might toss in there. But I assume that she's selling her listeners, her viewers, something that will teach them, allegedly teach them to do this, that they can get no place else.
Right. Yeah. And then here's the sad part is that these people believing this is actual Christianity will buy her books, apply her techniques, and they will receive no results. And then when they go to Katie Sousa and they said, you told me I can position myself for an atmosphere of breakthrough while I slept, and I've been taking naps for months now, and no miracles have happened while I've been sleeping. Why is that? You know, you are a false teacher. And she said, no, I'm not a false teacher. The problem is you didn't correctly apply the steps in order to properly create the atmosphere of breakthrough so that you can have these miracles. It's all on You didn't do it right. I taught you the truth, but you know the reason why your results are not happening is it's all on you because you didn't apply them correctly or have enough faith or whatever. And the reality is the reason why none of it will work is because God doesn't teach this anywhere in the scriptures, nor is Jesus required to somehow create an atmosphere of miraculous breakthrough while you sleep because you positioned yourself one way or another. And of course, that kind of leads to the question, what position am I supposed to be in? Do I position myself by sleeping on the left side or the right side? Do I sleep on my tummy or my back? How do I position? This is, the language is so vague that, at the end of the day, these words are utterly meaningless, and they should be obvious to these people that they are meaningless on their face. And sadly, they are applauding her and clapping and saying amen and then believing that they're hearing what God would have them believe. And nothing, again, could be further from the truth. This is just a con woman conning these people, playing on their greed and their need, and promising them things that God has not promised them. And who gets lost in the shuffle? Christ. Nowhere are they assured of the forgiveness of their sins and eternal life in Jesus. Over and again, Jesus gets shunted to the side. He has no place in this theology. This is a theology ultimately of self-glory and of you applying the proper steps and secret techniques. And you don't need Jesus for any of that, because what Jesus taught is so out in the open and obvious for us because the disciples and the apostles have written this down for us in his word. We don't need Katie Sousa and her secret techniques for creating breakthrough atmospheres, because scripture doesn't teach it and Jesus never taught it.
So which will it be? Are you going to just take a nap this afternoon, or are you going to be interpreting your dreams to us on Fighting for the Faith?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think I'll try this out, see if I can create an atmosphere of Fighting for the Faith breakthrough and snooze during my program to see if I can have heretical destructive force being unleashed while I sleep. And I'll get back to you on that, Todd. I'll see how that goes.
Well, you can listen to Chris Roseboro snore on Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseboro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
The Lutheran Federal Credit Union has launched its Financial Education Center. This short interactive learning experience will provide you with the right skills for financial basics, for major life transactions, paying for college, planning for retirement. You can learn more about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union and their Financial Education Center at lutheranfcu.org, lutheranfcu.org. When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have the four soundbites ready to go. You're ready to listen. After you've heard them, we'll call for your votes. Stay tuned.
What does it mean to be a man? More importantly, what does it mean to be a man of God? In its June issue, the Lutheran Witness aims to help readers dig more deeply into the Bible's vision of men set free. Free to be loving husbands, caring fathers, bold proclaimers of the gospel, and self-sacrificial images of Jesus Christ. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Thanks to generous supporters, tuition for all incoming residential pastoral ministry and deaconess students at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be paid in full. Hi, this is Dr. Lawrence Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary. Learn more about studying for the vocations of pastor or deaconess in the 2018-19 academic year at ctsfw.edu.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. Mark Lutheran, Edmond, Oklahoma. Emmanuel Lutheran, Manchester, New Hampshire. University Lutheran Chapel, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Freedom, Pennsylvania. Holy Cross Lutheran, O'Fallon, Missouri. St. Paul Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana. Christ Lutheran, Rochester, Minnesota. Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa. St. Peter's Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Grace Lutheran, Wellsville, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.